This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Ice thickness is looked to as a key indicator of river breakup, but I gather it's a little more complicated.
It's not like a piece of glass laid over top of the flowing water underneath and the snow on top. There's all kinds of pits and indentations and growths, and any single ice drilling, you might hit one of those pockets that's relatively thin, and a few feet away, an area that's relatively thicker.
This year's ice thicknesses on the Tanana River at Nenana were consistently below normal through the season. What does that reflect?
Freeze-up was relatively late in the fall of 2018, and once it froze, we did get some snow on that ice fairly quickly, so helping to insulate that. We also had a fairly wet late summer, early autumn, so river flow, the water levels in the river, higher than they would have been some years. And then, of course, since freeze-up, it's been persistently warmer than normal.
So what does river breakup ultimately hinge on?
Very strongly controlled by temperatures during April. A secondary but important part of that is how much water is going to move into the river as the snowpack upstream melts, and lower water flow is more conducive to a mush out of the ice as opposed to the water levels rising and lifting that still fairly solid ice up and moving it out.
And that's when it gets exciting. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.